ద మహాభారత చాప్టర్ 63 యుధిష్ఠిర సీక్స్ బెనిడిక్షన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వాజ్ రెడీ ఫర్ ద బ్యాటిల్ టు బిగిన్. అట్ దిస్ టెన్స్ మోమెంట్ బౌత్ ఆర్మీస్ సా విత్ అమేజ్మెంట్ యుధిష్ఠిర ద స్టెడ్ఫాస్ట్ అండ్ బ్రేవ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ పాండు సడన్లీ డాఫ్ హిజ్ ఆర్మర్ put away his weapons and descending from his chariot proceed on foot towards the commander of the Kaurava forces. What is this that Yudhishthira is doing? Asked everyone, puzzled by the sudden and silent proceeding on the part of the Pandava. Dhananjaya too was perplexed, and he jumped down from his chariot and ran to Yudhishthira. The other brothers and Krishna also joined. They feared that perhaps Yudhishthira, surrendering to his natural inclination, had suddenly decided to seek peace on any terms and was going forward to announce this. King, why are you proceeding to the enemy's lines in this strange manner? You have told us nothing. The enemy is ready for battle, their soldiers sheathed in armor with uplifted weapons, but you have doffed your armor, thrown aside your weapons, and are proceeding forward unattended and on foot. Tell us what you are about. Thus said Arjuna to Dharmaputra. But Yudhishthira was immersed in deep thought, proceeded forward silently. Then Vasudeva, who knew the hearts of men, smiled and said, He is going to the elders to ask for their benediction before commencing this terrible fight. He feels it is not right to start such a grave proceeding without formally taking such benediction and permission. He goes to the grandsire to take his blessing and that of Dronacharya. So he goes unarmed. It is right that he does this. He knows proprieties. It is only thus that we might fare well in this battle. The men in Duryodhana's army, when they saw Yudhishthira advancing with hands clasped in humble attitude, thought, here is the Pandava coming to sue for peace, frightened at our strength. Truly, this man brings disgrace to the race of Kshatriyas. Why was this coward born among us? Thus did they talk among themselves, reviling Dharmaputra, though delighted at the prospect of securing victory without a blow. Yudhishthira went through the lines of soldiers, armed cap a pie, and proceeded straight to where Bhishma was, and bending low, touching his feet in salutation, said, Grandsire, permit us to begin the battle. We have dared to give battle to you, our unconquerable, incomparable Grandsire, we seek benediction before beginning the fight. Child, replied the grandsire, born in the race of the Bharatas, you have acted worthily. And according to our code of conduct, it gives me joy to see this. Fight. And you will have victory. I am not a free agent. I am bound by my obligation to the king. and must fight on the side of the Kauravas. But you will not be defeated. After thus obtaining the permission and the blessings of the grand sire, Yudhishthira went to Drona, circumambulated him and bowed according to form to the Acharya, who also gave his blessing, saying, I am under inescapable obligations to the Kauravas, O son of Dharma. Our vested interests enslave us, become our masters. Thus have I become bound to the Kauravas. I shall fight on their side, but yours will be the victory. Yudhishthira similarly approached and obtained the blessings of Kripacharya and Uncle Salya and returned to the Pandava lines. The battle began, commencing with single combats between the leading chiefs armed with equal weapons, Bhishma and Partha, Satyaki and Kritavarma, Abhimanyu and Brihadbala, Duryodhana and Bhima, Yudhishthira and Salya, and Drishtadyumna and Drona were thus engaged in great battles. Similarly, thousands of other warriors fought severally according to the rules of the war those days. Besides these numerous single combat between renowned warriors, there was also indiscriminate fighting among common soldiers. The name of Sankala Yuddha was given to such free fighting and promiscuous carnage. The Kurukshetra battle witnessed many such Sankula fights, wherein countless men fought and died in the mad lust of battle, and on the field lay piles of slaughtered soldiers, charioteers, elephants, and horses, and the ground became a bloody mire in which it was difficult for the chariots to move about. In modern battles, there is no such thing as single combat. It is all Sankula. The Kauravas fought under Bhishma's command for 10 days. After him, Drona took the command. When Drona died, Karna succeeded to the command. Karna fell towards the close of the 17th day's battle, and Salya led the Kaurava army on the 18th and last day. Towards the latter part of the battle, many savage and unchivalrous deeds were done. Chivalry and rules of war die hard, for there is an innate nobility in human nature, but difficult situations and temptations arise which men are too weak to resist, especially when they are foredone with fighting and warped with hatred and bloodshed. Even great men commit wrong, and their lapses thereafter furnish bad examples to others, and dharma comes to be disregarded more and more easily and frequently. Thus does violence beget and nourish adharma and plunge the world in wickedness. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Sri Vijayobhutir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama.